11 people survived an airplane crash Tuesday morning on Prince of Wales Island, and as of this afternoon, they were back in Ketchikan. According to the U.S. Coast Guard, the plane crashed on Mount Jumbo on Prince of Wales, coming to rest about 2,000 feet up the mountain. Petty Officer Charlie Hengen says the Coast Guard dispatched two rescue helicopters out of Air Station Sitka, and they were joined by Ketchikan Volunteer Rescue Squad personnel. Poor visibility delayed the rescue, but eventually crews were able to locate the downed plane.
One of the Jayhawk helicopter crews did hoist all 11 people from the crash site, so they then took them to a staging area, and at that staging area, there was room enough for the helicopter to land, plus about six or seven other helicopters, contracted out helicopters, were there with emergency medical personnel.
Hengen says those who needed medical attention were taken directly to Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Center for treatment. Chris John of the Ketchikan Volunteer Rescue Squad said all the passengers were brought to Temsco helicopters in Ketchikan and were met by what he estimates were all the ambulances on the island. John says it's gratifying to be part of a plane crash rescue where everyone survives. Hengen, the Coast Guard, agrees.
We are very relieved that we were able to locate them as quickly as we did with the coordination, and we were thankful to have the Ketchikan Mountain Rescue Volunteers on standby as well, you know, being able to help out and being available to help as needed.
Hengen said in an earlier interview that the pilot had activated the craft's emergency locator, which helped in the rescue efforts. The pilot was also the one to call and report the accident. The downed plane was operated by Ketchikan-based Taquan Air. In an email, the company said it had suspended flights Tuesday and is cooperating with the National Transportation Safety Board and other authorities investigating the crash.